We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but because, as always, just like our ability to actually do the podcast every week, our credibility is seriously impressive. What? I am Ben Franco. This week, we are catching up on what we've been watching and also talking the first episode of Loki, because who isn't talking about the first episode of Loki? Am I right?
Not Frankie, because he's not here with us.
Not Frankie.
Got him.
Joining me as always, Tim Lasers Gruber.
Pew pew, Ben. I'm coming to you live from a fifth disclosed location. I actually, by podcast law, I have to disclose every time I'm at a new location. So, new house, new podcast episode.
There you go. And we were discussing your studio is under construction.
Yeah. It's gonna take a while, but sure. So we'll see. It might be a few different places in the house. You know.
Good things come to those who wait, and varieties of the spice of life, so we gotta keep the podcast interesting somehow.
And that is of course the voice of Andrew the Big Tuna, Dr. Thunder Moore.
How you doing, Ben?
I am good. Yeah, so we 2 weeks ago was Memorial Day, and we all forgot about the podcast.
Whoopsie.
I will say, partway through the day, I thought, oh, I got to do a podcast today. And Memorial Day, I was like painting the other half of the house, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to wait and see what they say. And you guys didn't say anything.
We didn't say anything.
Oh.
What does it say about the podcast that we forgot about it and none of us cared? And no one else cared.
To be fair, I had to work.
Ben, to be fair, I think out of honor for those who served our country, we didn't need to do a podcast.
Fair enough. So then last week... we were gonna do one, and then I was heading out of town the following day, and my hot water heater stopped working.
Ew.
So that was fun.
I think it was just me and Ben that were like, we can definitely do it this week. And then Ben was like
20 minutes before.
I definitely can't do it this week.
You really hate to see it.
But it is.
So then what does it mean that podcast we didn't do and nobody cared?
Ben, we don't even know. The fan outcry could be so loud that it deafens all channels on the internet.
It's so loud we can't hear it. Okay.
Right. Somebody did ask me about it. One of these. It was either last week or this week, the week before. It might have been Joe. So I forget.
Somebody asked me today.
Or maybe it was Austin. One of them was like, hey, did you guys have a podcast last week? And I just missed it. I was like, no, we didn't. And I can't remember what, if it was Memorial Day week or another one. They're like, oh, okay. Well, I just was curious.
So somebody at church asked me yesterday. It was Ben's dad.
Aww. Aww.
Yeah.
Wholesome.
He was like, do you still do that thing on Tuesdays with the guys?
Well, it's Monday.
Actually,
almost there.
Well,
Mr. Franco, sir, no disrespect, but
well, how has your guys' 2-3 weeks been? Tim, you're
filled
almost
with baseball.
Moved into the house, filled with baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I actually probably haven't been on in like a month. Basically, since I got the house, which was a Monday, exactly a month ago, weeks ago.
Probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, there you go.
Understandable.
It's been nuts because I like ripped all the carpet out in one weekend. Frankie helped me, actually.
Is it like that Frankie was helpful?
Look, he had a truck. That I could put stuff in, that he could drive to a place for me. So,
that in one day is more helpful than Frankie has been in my entire friendship with him.
Oh, well, Ben, all you gotta do is live in his basement for 4 months,
and then to help you move out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Funny, the same thing can't be said of my parents with me. Frankie, that one's for you because you couldn't make it.
He's never going to listen to this.
Roasted.
Just like most other people. Tuna, you've been hard at work. Lots of baseball and local sports and the...
Yeah, we've had a lot of college baseball and some episodes of live action episodes of Parks and Recreation we're filming here on location. No, not really, but yeah, the keeping of animals ordinance has been tabled, and they're going to discuss it more. So we'll find out if chickens will be allowed in the... Technically, they're allowed in the borough, but you only for people who own at least 5 acres of land. Which is kind of absurd, but
the chickens need some.
That's my hot take, but yeah, but
the more you describe where you live, the less I want to live.
That's fair. I mean, hey, but you know, we're getting bigger. We're adding some more services. Somebody opened a gluten-free cafe the other day, Ben. So wow. Like, that's something. You know, finally some options for people with food allergies, at least of the gluten variety. But no, other than that, I've been shooting a lot of college baseball, which has been fun and exhausting, but it's good. Our team won both games so far. The first one was 19-0.
Okay, all right, so it was close, a nail biter.
Yeah, absolutely not boring at all. The second one was like 16-4 or something. I can't remember. Yeah, we'll see what happens the rest of the season. Hopefully they're a little bit more interesting.
Have a better challenge.
Yeah. But apparently they're also pretty good this year. How about you, Ben?
I don't know. I'm still in like pandemic mode. Like, I know like most of you guys are like not pandemic mode. Like, I'm still working from home and will be at least through September. So like everything from the last year and a half is still just like a blur. Like it's all blended together. What was the last 3 weeks like? Well, it was like the other 52 before it. But that being said, my wife and I did get to go away. So that was fun and pretend like, I mean, like it's weird. Once you step out in Maryland, like nobody's masking anymore. It still feels sudden to me. Does it feel sudden to you guys too? Or is that just me?
It does feel kind of weird sometimes. Yeah. Like I've been in a couple restaurants and like stores and stuff, and there's like nobody masking anymore. And a lot of like the signs that even ask for masks are gone. And it does feel like, oh, okay, I guess this is the thing now.
The place we stayed had signs everywhere that you were supposed to mask and nobody was. Very strange. Very strange.
Yeah, I don't know. It's at least here, it seems like a lot of different mask stuff has just been going away over a period of time. It's still weird. It's definitely. Like going into a store. Yeah, it's still just weird. But I think it's just because we've had a whole over a year of.
Yeah. Craziness.
Craziness.
Now, Tim, I don't think they would reach as far north as tuna, but Tim, do you guys have many cicadas up there?
So many cicadas.
You? Okay.
So today was the quietest day in a long time.
Yes, same here.
So in our house, I'm near Perkiomenville, which is...
not an actual word.
It's a very real word. It's a very real place, America. Anyways, so our neighborhood is kind of in the middle of nowhere. Like, you drive, like, there's some huge houses. Then there's, like, a trailer. There's, like, a giant farmhouse. There's some trees. And then all of a sudden, there's a development.
That's how I feel about all of Pennsylvania. I'm just saying.
Okay, nice. All of a sudden, there's this housing development. Like in the middle of nowhere, there's like all these townhouses and then nothing all around it. So we have woods out here, and yo, last week a guy in my neighborhood posted because he was walking the neighborhood and his Apple Watch alerted him to too much noise. It was like peaking at 99 decibels.
I believe it.
Dang.
So loud.
We have one tree that's really bad. Ooh. And it is four houses away from us. Okay. And it's still crazy loud at our house.
Oh my goodness.
By the way, Tim, Paul Franco says, nice house, Tim.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for tuning in. You actually were just mentioned on the podcast.
We had several minutes ago. And as soon as I said welcome, six viewers, it dropped to three. Makes sense.
I'm one of them that left. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the cicadas are crazy down here. And my thing, so like this is the first time dealing with them because in New York, I don't remember ever having them. They real dumb.
They're real dumb. They're just annoying. They're loud.
But they're only annoying because they're so dumb.
That's true.
Like, they literally don't do anything. They don't, like, attack you. They literally just fly into you because they're stupid. And they will just, like, sit there and wait for you to kill them. And
they're like, hey, I'm just gonna pile up under your tires and take a nap.
Yep.
Squish. That's it. So, don't drive over me.
They don't do anything.
Yeah.
Besides, just, like, wait to die.
Circle of life, Ben. They're feeding something.
I guess so. I guess so. So, I mean, I've been pleasantly surprised by how okay it is. Like, I always heard how crazy it was. It's fine. But, like, walking into Walmart the other day, I, like, Tim's gone. Well, that's fun.
And I have to move our badges again because I know everything's
gonna move. I bet his computer died.
Oh,
right on my face! Right on my face. Maybe if I'm over censored. Here,
it'll
be better.
There we go. Be better. I moved it. Ooh. You're all right.
Yeah. So it's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
That's fair. Have you been able to hear any movies that you've been watching through all the cicadas? Womp.
Go ahead and play the music. You know, we should probably just go full screen there so people don't see us just awkwardly dancing or not. You should probably
I mean, work on that. We could work on that. I don't know if it'll show mine if I go into focus mode. Yeah, when I talk, it just shows you.
No, I meant we got to move them all again. Here he comes.
Oh, no.
We got to move them all again. Oh, you did it. Oh, we can't even hear you. Can't hear you. Nope. No, I was just saying full screen graphic. We should do a full screen graphic there. That way we can.
Ah. Yeah, I should do that. Anyway. I'll make one. Put that on the notes in petty cash.
Yeah, that's the production notes for our in-depth production meeting after the show. We talk about how to get better. I have been watching, I forget if I talked about it, I don't think I have, but Bluey season 2 came out.
Nice.
And I love that show so much.
I'll probably get it if I ever have kids, but in the meantime, I don't really get it yet.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to look at it like I'm watching it with my almost 4-year old, and she's just loving it. And like the cool thing about it is that like it's all about their imagination, right?
Sure.
So they're just watching these kids, and they're in like they're just like in their backyard, but it's all about like what they can imagine in their backyard. Like one episode this season is about like the parents are putting together a piece of furniture for their deck, and the kids are taking the cardboard and plastic wrap and having this grand adventure in the backyard while the parents do that.
Reminiscent of our own childhoods.
Yeah. So it's just, I just love it for that reason. Like, I think if you come to it from that perspective, it's just a whole lot of fun.
Sure. Yeah. I can get that.
So, and they're short, like 7-minute episodes. So there's like 50 of them.
Ah, nice and bite-sized.
Season. Exactly. So I love it. Tim, is your audio working yet? Nope, nothing. Boo. What's going on? What?
I've had some issues with Discord lately while using wireless earbuds as well. I don't know if it's something with Discord, a recent update or what, but I don't know. We still don't hear you. It's if you're using mobile, a mobile device, that's
nope.
Oh, now you're sideways. Now you're portrait.
Ah, 9x16. Getting some pillow boxing in there. You know how I love them aspect ratios.
There we go.
There it is. Got you.
It was on push to talk. Nailed it. Hey, wow. Bluey, I'm just going to say, I think I'm getting Jude into Bluey.
Ooh.
Already?
Just a baby. So he turned 6 months this week, but nice. Yeah, Bluey. I've been watching some Bluey, Ben, so I'm feeling it.
Right.
Honestly, I'm there for it. I'm also there for all of the conspiracy theories on the internet about how does Bluey's parents even
afford
to live in this house?
Yeah.
And I had sent you guys up some fun TikToks I found about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bluey's good. So in doing all the work on the house, I decided to watch Community. I decided to give Community a rewatch. And so I watched through all of Community basically over the last 2 weeks. So I finished up on, what day was it?
Praying I've been in the morning.
Oh, so good. Except I forgot that Troy is basically gone for a whole season.
Yeah.
And amongst other
sad
things. Yeah, but I did see that very recently they had some kind of a thing, like a table read for over during COVID. And that was like a Zoom table read or something. And they all were like, oh, we would love to get back. We would love to do this if 6 seasons in a movie.
Right.
It's the right time. And I think Dan Harmon, too, was like, oh, if like as soon as I miss Community, like we're going to do something.
The crazy thing is that, like, you know, Donald Glover just, like, he hasn't done anything.
I mean, he doesn't have a music career. It's not like he's in any
star of another hit show.
It's not like he's show running his own show about.
Yeah, he making just, it like, really in, fell off after
that. Some Georgian thing.
Who is that? I don't know who that is, but if you guys heard of an artist, Childish Gambino, he's got some pretty good stuff out there.
Heard of
the
him.
Funny thing is, Frankie, who's not here, so we can make fun of him, had no idea. I think he learned on the show that Childish Gambino was Donald Glover.
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure that happened. We'll check the archive. No, we won't.
So yeah, if our Reddit community could go check the archive, that's what I hear that kind of thing on a lot of podcasts. And
we're depending on you, two viewers. Go
who's
check it out.
That's me and Sons. So that's not gonna happen.
Actually, it's probably me and you.
So I watched all of Community, loved it, finished it on Saturday or whenever.
That's one of those shows that like I haven't been able to. I like started. I start rewatching it, and I'm like, oh, the show is so good.
Yeah,
but like, I never feel like I want to keep watching it.
Yeah, I get that. So I've tried to rewatch it a few times and never really gotten through it. But I finally was just like, I'm gonna do it. And I've been building furniture, putting the floor in, doing painting, and so I could just throw it on, and even just leave it somewhere in the same room and have one earbud in, and just be going to work with the painting and building like stuff.
Sure.
And it worked out. I just kept trucking through it, and
it is definitely a show that is uniquely its own. Like there's no other show like
absolutely
it. I think the closest thing you could compare it to is Parks and Rec, but even that is not really a fair comparison.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's so unique, and I don't think anybody's really gotten that same kind of flavor ever.
Sure.
And I'll say too, just, I don't know. There's just so much. The show is, it's just so creative. Like, there's no show that's that creative. On
very clever.
Yeah, and like the fact that every few episodes is like super conceptual for some, for no reason. Yeah. And it's like every season has a crazy paintball episode that has a completely different theme.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot that they recreated the Captain America Winter Soldier elevator scene. And paintballs, and like a paintball, these dudes like all pile in, and each of them is like, hey Dean, what's up Dean? And he's just standing in the middle like being surrounded. So funny. Also because the Russo brothers did so much of that show with the early seasons.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I think the final season when they did that, but it's
that might be. I don't know if I ever watched the final season. Wait, the one that was on Yahoo?
Yeah. Yeah.
How was that?
Well,
I never watched the ones that that was on Yahoo.
I did watch it when it was on. I don't remember watching it on Yahoo.
That was the strangest thing ever.
I have a feeling I watched it on Hulu or something.
I don't know. I can think of some stranger things.
Where's Frankie? Where's Frankie?
Somebody call Frankie.
You're so much more quiet when Frankie's here because he's just constantly putting you down.
So it's interesting. I mean, the fact that Dan Harmon was back at the helm was really good.
Yeah.
They kind of switch out the old curmudgeon for a different old curmudgeon again. You know, because they had that season where they had that dude from Breaking Bad. Who is the old bald dude from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like the criminology professor or something.
Yeah.
His like hobby was trying to do cartoons or comic strips or something stupid. And then
I think we're like never gonna get to Loki at this rate.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, let me just breeze past it. The community, I loved it though. It's just so funny and clever. And I did find myself bouncing between that and different podcasts and different things.
Not the Incredible Critics, because we weren't on.
Oof.
And the only person putting you down tonight, Ben, is yourself.
That's fair. That's most nights.
Okay. I don't think I've watched anything else.
I'll just shotgun a few of the things that I watched. Watched The Adjustment Bureau recently, which, oddly enough, is basically what Loki is, but Loki's way better.
Yeah.
Life of Pi, and
now hang on. Were you on that trip where we watched The Adjustment Bureau?
I don't think so. The first time I remember watching it was after college.
After I saw it in Ohio with
a basketball
Ethan,
trip.
Stephen, Jane, and a couple other people who, if they listened, would be offended that I forgot them, but. That's okay.
I think that was before I joined that class.
Okay.
But yeah, Adjustment Bureau, Life of Pi, and then just last night watched another Studio Ghibli film, Castle in the Sky, which was excellent. Highly recommend it. Just a super fun, beautifully animated adventure movie that's kind of just like this the idyllic adventure film. Just kind of fills every expectation you'd expect from that genre, and it's beautifully animated, fun.
What have you been watching the Studio Ghibli films on?
HBO Max, because all of them are on there, I believe.
Nice.
So Princess Mononoke and Castle in the Sky are the first two. probably next week or sometime later this summer, we're going to watch, my buddy Lee and I are going to watch Spirited Away, I think, next. And then maybe...
that's a good one.
I don't know what we'll watch next, but I'm looking forward to it because I'm enjoying it so far.
Well, let's go ahead and finally talk about Loki.
Let's check it out.
Welcome to the Time Variance Authority. I'm Miss Minutes, and it's my job to catch you up before you stand trial for your crime. So, settle in.
Now, hang on just a minute.
Proud of you for that moment, Andrew. Proud of you.
Golf club.
The production value. Our willingness to do the show, plummeting. But our production value, skyrocketing.
Skyrocketing.
Ironic.
Maybe we need to cut back on all this fancy schmancy stuff.
we'll launch a new season of Incredible Critics with new determination and new production value.
Yeah. Tuna's the new showrunner. I'm out.
This is Incredible Critics Plus, everybody.
I'm all right. First episode of Loki dropped on Disney Plus. And guys, what, I mean, I guess we'll stay spoiler free. It's just the first episode, so there's not really that much to spoil. What did you guys, we'll start with the good before I bring in the bad. What did you guys think about it?
I have to say that I love the feel of this show so far. I came in with fairly low expectations because of, aside from WandaVision, Marvel's felt like a lot of the same for a while. I still enjoy it for what it is, but I had, you know, just lower expectations. I was just going to be more Marvel formula. And there is some of that still here, but it's wrapped up in this kind of retro sci-fi outer limits kind of feeling mystery that I'm really thoroughly enjoying. I see Tim nodding the same. It's a style that I really, really like and have been wanting for some time. And I like the Adjustment Bureau, but the movie, I think, just delves too much into the romance plot kind of thing for me. I like the overall concept, but it just felt like it was missing a lot of its potential that I think you see a lot of similar story beats in this Loki show, and I'm excited to see where it's going to go.
Sam, what were your thoughts about first episode?
Yeah, I'm loving the super retro sci-fi vibes as well. Like it's got like just enough of that ridiculous kind of, like, it's there. Everybody in the TVA is so serious about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And Loki's like having none of it, which was great. I'm just pumped to see where it goes, honestly. Because at this point, I kind of feel like it literally could go anywhere and like anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all on board.
Yeah.
Similar to what Andrew said. I've been really wanting some real good, just timey-wimey sci-fi something. And I feel like at least part of this show is going to deliver on that. And I'm kind of hoping that they stick a little bit with some of the, I wouldn't say procedural stuff going on, but like it's like, are they going to go a little bit Criminal Minds and like a little bit Doctor Who? And I'm all for it. I'm like all for it. I'm pumped.
So I'm interested to see where it goes. So far, it looks miles ahead of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I don't understand though. Like, why is the Marvel color palette like so bland?
Yeah.
And brown. Like the TVA. It like it could literally be anything, right? It's outside of the realm, the this dimension, so you could literally make it look like anything. and it is all brown and drab. Besides, like, that one shot of all of it, which was pretty cool. Like,
but why even, is even Marvel's the, color? Even that shot. So I feel like they chose as bland as possible on purpose.
Okay, but like all of Marvel, I'm not talking about just like most Marvel color palette is just so bland and not colorful or interesting looking.
Yeah, I think this might have been one of the few examples of an intentional blandness that should be that should be foregone in the rest of Marvel's offerings. But it's kind of like the juxtaposition of just how fantastical this area is, but it's just a regular office work to all the people that are there. It kind of makes that, it gives it an entertaining spin, but no, I agree with you on that, as Marvel as a whole really needs to take some lessons, oddly enough, from Zack Snyder and work on making their shots more grandiose.
Not too many lessons from Zack Snyder.
A couple. Right.
Just some visual tips.
Black and white and 4x3.
By the way, that's for you, Pete, if you're watching.
But yeah, I mean, I'll keep watching it because, like, I've told everybody. I don't know if I said this on the show, but like, the MCU is one of those things that, like, the more you watch it, the better it is, because you get all the Easter eggs. You see, like If you haven't watched all the movies up to Avengers Endgame, it's just not going to mean as much.
Right? Yeah.
So it's I get that. The best moment, and this will be a spoiler, but the best moment of the first episode of Loki, that, like, I had a little golf clap in my heart, was again, spoilers for the first episode of Loki.
When he
opens that drawer,
yes,
and his, I won't say what happens, but his heart just sinks.
Yeah, yeah. He realizes how powerless.
That was so well acted, mm-hmm. and a great idea to include in this episode. Yeah. I thought that was a brilliant moment.
Yeah,
I think what's great is at the beginning of the episode we have a Loki that we have all seen. That is very much the Loki from the end of the first Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where he's learned absolutely nothing. He's still super selfish and self-serving in everything he does. And by the end of the episode, I feel like he's made a bit further in some ways than Loki was in Endgame at the very beginning of Infinity War.
Right.
Like, I feel like he's... It was crazy to see that much character, and it really is the moment he opens the drawer and then the next, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I saw a lot of that online being likened to Toy Story. The moment when Buzz Lightyear realizes he's actually a toy. He actually isn't a spaceman. And it's like
the facade is just peeled away,
everything. And it's like that whole montage of Buzz Lightyear jumping to break his arm because he's trying to fly, and it's all gone. And I feel like Loki gets put on this trip, and now we have this Loki that's like, who knows? Like, we don't know going forward. I love the idea that we have a new Loki that's totally different than we've ever seen now.
But
a couple of ways.
But what?
The end of the episode.
Okay.
The thing that, like, but, and this will get into the sci-fi nature of it, like, but he will be exactly the same because he still has to do everything that's in the timeline. So.
Well, no, so that's going to. So they're. There's that conversation he has with Mobius where Mobius basically says, well, we've already reset the timeline. And he's like, you weren't going to put me back, were you? And it's part, I think that's
he's
part
basically
of that.
Stuck outside of time now.
Yeah. Where it's
okay.
Do your thing. and who, like, nobody know, he doesn't know if they're just gonna piece him out if he's useless to them.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. It seems like,
yes,
it seems like really hard sci-fi concepts, and I'm just not confident they're gonna, like, do it justice. I don't know.
I get the feeling that the stuff we've seen in the trailers is maybe only from the first few episodes.
Probably. I mean, I haven't seen the trailers.
So, because the trailer, which definitely shows a lot of crazy color happening.
Ben. Well, that'd be good.
So, I really do feel like, at least in this case, it was very purposeful to make the TVA super bland, and it's bureaucratic, and it's by the book,
sure,
and it's boring, and it's like 50s-ish aesthetic, but it looks like some crazy stuff's going to go down. But, like, I had this feeling like we've really only seen these snippets from the show that are only going to be the very beginning of the show. Maybe partway.
So. That's always the best. Right? But I mean, to be, and also when you're talking a TV show, they may have only filmed halfway through the season when they came out with some of those trailers. So
yeah, yeah. I wonder where we'll find him next.
Yeah. Well, Tuna, where can people connect with us and let us know what they thought of the first episode of Loki?
Y'all, you can find us on Facebook.com/IncredibleCritics, Twitter at 3CriticsPod. And make sure you comment and tag Frankie in it so he knows that he needs to watch this episode. And leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts.
There we go. Tune is the captain now. Till next week with Incredible Critics.
Ben, do we need to refer you to a therapist or something for after missing these two episodes?
Maybe, like, you come back. Maybe an analyst therapist? I think I need to be analyzed and therapized.
Okay.